James and Morris Carey, the Carey brothers and KSRO, are hosting a very special Sonoma County Fire Recovery Seminar this weekend. In fact, it's Saturday, January 13th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Santa Rosa. We'll also be broadcasting live here on KSRO, 1350 AM, 103.5 FM. Joining us now is James Carey of the Carey brothers. Good morning, James.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to be with you. Thanks so much for making time. I am in the exhibit hall of the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, at the International Builder Show, the Kitchen Bath Industry Show, and it's fitting that I'm here because it's an opportunity to have a look not only at the latest and greatest in building products and technology, which interest our audience on an ongoing basis, but we have particularly been interested in looking for building products that we may mention at our seminar on Saturday that are sustainable, that are durable, that are rot resistant, that require a minimal amount of maintenance, but at the same time have an improved fire resistance component. And so we'll be armed with some terrific information on Saturday.
So you guys are going to be live 3 to 6 on Saturday. And one of the things you're going to go over, which is probably useful any time of year, is how you select a contractor.
That's true. That's one of many subjects that we'll cover. Of course, we'll not only, the beginning will be, of course, to acknowledge the grief, to deal with the struggle, to paint with a broad brush, to talk about the process. We'll have experts there who have experience in helping consumers mitigate insurance claims and get the best return for their insurance claim. That's an art. There's terrific information that our special panelists will have there. We'll talk about soliciting bids for your rebuilding process, how to get someone to create the design and architecture, and then, of course, how to select the Contractor State License Board will be on hand to help with terrific information on how to select a building professional to put your home back together, and that is not for the faint of heart.
Is it as easy as picking the guys with the brightest overall bibs on?
Oh, yeah, you just go, I don't know about that.
Okay, that's not okay.
People wear our bright-colored overalls. You know, never trust a couple of contractors in bright-colored bib overalls that are freshly pressed and don't have a drop of paint or soil on them.
That's good advice.
You know, we did this 26 years ago when the Oakland firestorm happened. And when this happened to our friends in the North Bay, in the KSRO listening audience, we've been with KSRO for 25 years, one of our longest, most dear terrestrial radio affiliates. We feel like family. When this happened, we immediately turned to one another and we said, we need to lend a hand. We need to use our expertise. We need to reach out to folks that have specific expertise. And so we reached out to the city and county, the building officials, the planning officials, the fire department, the Contractor State License Board, architects, engineers, people who have answers to questions so that folks who have an interest in rebuilding their homes in your community will have information that they need and some guidance and to know that they have someone or at least a team in their corner. And no one's there to sell. Everyone is there to help.
Now, as you mentioned, of course, a lot of what materials you're looking at is fire-resistant building materials. How far has that kind of, well, not to say technology, but that kind of idea been in construction? How far has that progressed over the last, say, 26 years?
You know, Daniel, Larry, the technology and the growth in technology in all categories of construction is phenomenal. But I have to tell you, with regard to fire resistance, you can I mean, many of the homes that were lost, that were originally built, were ranch-style homes. They used natural building materials, maybe redwood siding, natural wood siding. I'm sure there was some stone. I'm sure there was some stucco. I'm sure there was some brick. But pervasively, a lot of wood siding. You saw shake roofs that were popular. So these were the pervasive building materials. Well, now you can get a roof that looks like a shake roof, if that's the kind of architecture that you want to maintain, but it has a Class A fire rating, and it's made of a composite building material. If you want redwood, and you want to use a natural building material, you may have that, and there are products that we've discovered that have a Class A fire rating because of a coating that goes on to them in the factory, yet they're made with redwood. And this is exciting news for people who'd like to maintain that appearance. Windows that have fire-rated frames and glass. And the list goes on. Insulation. You can get great thermal insulation, but as a benefit, it won't burn up to 2,200 degrees, and at a minimum, it will give you the extra time needed to prevent the spread of fire and get out of your home. These are just some of the things that we'll be talking about as regards to fire-resistant building products that don't make your home look like an institution, that don't box you into a corner and prevent you from having the appearance that you want or the architectural feel that you want, but give you the peace of mind that you need in order to have a home that is more fire resistant.
Well, I'm sure that this seminar is going to be very helpful to a lot of people this weekend. James, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Pleasure being with you, and we look forward to seeing our friends in the North Bay on Saturday from 3 to 6 at the Veterans Hall in Santa Rosa.
All right. That is James Carey of the Carey Brothers.